He's hard to catch, but he runs his best races when the tracks are wet. He's a danger. Four Ella Walking and five Our Beatniks to the other one. Two a good thing to beat, three, four, and five. You're probably wondering why I'm laughing. Yeah. So I'm out the door of the office at the NJC and it's locked. And while I'm on the phone to you, the bloke's trying to tell me the combination.
But
I'm not smart enough to pick it up. So I'll knock on the door in a minute when I'm finished.
Yeah, to take down a series of numbers while you're giving me your selections for the last. Okay, so Gary, your best was Placier in the last?
No, the best is race three, number nine.
Oh, race three, number nine, all mine.
But I think Placier will win, yeah, mate. Yeah. Look, honestly, favourite punters should have a good day here today. There's a few of them horses look real standouts, starting off with the one and the first.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Gaz. We'll take your thoughts from the yard throughout the afternoon.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks, mate.
Righto. So Gary Halley there with Newcastle. It's a minute past 10 in just a moment. We'll get stuck into Rose Hill.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports, lads.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a serving.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on. Eat sport for brekkie.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today and a $100,000 projected quaddy pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
At Bingley, for a limited time, purchase any Westinghouse, Beko or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered. Plus the packaging and the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bingley and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Rose Hill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, there's a nine-race program for ATC Winter Stakes Day at Rose Hill today. The rail is out 6.5 metres, and the track rating a good 4. Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon.
Trent, we're joined by Paul Joyce. Paul went very close with his roughie last week. Very unlucky not to have won the last there, Joycey. Hopefully we can go one better this week. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Simon. I just recovered from that, and I've gone straight back to there last Saturday. But no, it was close. Nat King Koo called the winner, but it wasn't to be. I've got one more roughie this week, which is going around at very big odds. But apart from that, Simon, it looks a reasonably predictable card. The market seems to be on the money. And as you said, we're on a good four track today in the middle of winter, so terrific effort by the staff out there at Rose Hill to get this track in such good order.
And a decent-sized field as well for the winter stakes.
Yeah, good-sized field, good depth to the form. In fact, for the middle of winter, we haven't really had that lull that we usually get, so decent racing right through winter these days, Simon, for sure.
Righto, Trent, the first race is the hashtag The Races Handicap for two-year-olds over 1,400 metres. It'll get underway at 11:30, and the one scratching here is number 5, Almighty.
In the first, Simon, we've got a well-supported favourite in Siege of Quebec, who opened $3.60 on Wednesday. It was backed all the way in the $3, and then this morning has been $3 into $2.30. You've got Calculated, who actually went up as the original favourite, has eased to $3. Condor has also been a drifter in the market, $6.50. Stone, the other one, in single figures at $8. And then you've got a couple of 11 in Colesberg and Tennessee Tango. And, well, Winner's Lane, the outsider at $71. But all the rage in the first is Siege of Quebec from an opening price of $3.60, now $2.30.
Yeah, a couple of promising two-year-olds here, Paul.
Yeah, for sure, Simon. Look, Siege of Quebec, the obvious leader on most speed maps. He led throughout to win at Beaumont on debut and did it comfortably. So the money's coming for him. He shouldn't get too much pressure in front either, which will give him the chance to stay out the extra journey. But I can't get past number 2 Calculated. I've gone 2, 7, 4, and 1 in the opener. Oh, a massive fan of this Calculated, the son of So You Think, and he's almost a mirror image of his sire. He's big, strong colt. He was heavily backed when resuming at Canterbury over 1,200. coming off two really strong trials. He got the job done at Canterbury, probably didn't do it as impressively as punters would have hoped that had taken the starting price of $1.70, but I like the way he handles himself this colt. He's still got plenty of upside to him. He's going to get the gun trail from Barrier 1 today. He'll be right on the hammer of Siege of Quebec when they turn for home. If you've got to back one of these to run out the strongest 1,400, I'm going with number 2, Calculated, and I'm having a decent bet on him to start the day, despite the betting drift. Number 7, Tennessee Tango, the knockout here in my Quinella horse. I was on Sasso Corbaro for a very good result at Canterbury last start, and I was home for all money, thanks to a Hugh Bowman special. And Tennessee Tango, to her credit, she jumped out of the ground and nailed it on the line. It was a strong win in a decent form race, and she's another one that I think will get the 1,400 very strongly. No knock on Siege of Quebec apart from the price now. He is stepping up in class. He's obviously stepping up in distance. But as I said, he does map to get an easy lead. And number 1, Colesberg, he's probably sneaking under the radar a little bit here first up from a spell. He's been trialling strongly. He tackled 2 Group 2 races last prep, and the only other race apart from that he actually won. So they're my numbers, 2, 7, 4 and 1. An intriguing race to start the day, but I just cannot get away from number 2, Calculated.
Okay, 2, 7, 4, 1 there from Paul in the first. And Trent, race number 2 is a handicap over 1,350 for fillies and mares with no scratchings.
Have a good battle for favouritism here, Simon. You've got 4 horses here within a dollar, but we have Pioneering, who's at the top of the market at present and has firmed from $5 to $4.20 this morning. You have Girls Sunday, has Admirers at $4.60, and Santa has been a bit of an easer this morning from $3.90 to $4.80. Labdian, the other one that's right up there, but has been a drifter as well from as short as $4.20 to $5. And then Hetty Heights is the other galloper in single figures at $8. So really open the second, but the two best supported are occupying the top two spots in the betting, with Pioneering at $4.20 and Girl Sunday at $4.60.
How does this speed map look, Paul?
Yeah, look, those well-backed runners look as though they get the favours, Simon. Girl Sunday here, she looks the only leader on paper, so no surprise the money's come from her since markets went up. She should cross and lead, get her own way in front, and she's obviously coming right back in grade off the Civic Stakes. Pioneering, look, she can go forward or back, but I expect they'll be a bit more aggressive today with the blinkers on. Hughie Bowman aboard, carrying the big weight. I don't think she'd want to be spotting them too much of a start. But all of this sort of added little bit of intrigue to what goes on up front. When the map's this obvious, you'll tend to get a couple of others pressed forward as well. And I think that'll suit number 4, Insensata. I've gone 4, 3, 1, and 7. She's just a filly I really like, this little filly of Jason Coyle. She tries hard. She's got a good turn of foot. Last start over the 1,500 here, it was the same sort of speed map. Just Dreaming was going to get a picnic in front. But Timmy Clark saved all the ground there, and Insensata shot up along the fence to knock off Just Dreaming. I think Adam High Rodimus will do something similar today, just stalk these leaders, keep them within striking distance, and just leave it to her turn of foot to gun them down late. The 3 Girls Sunday, obviously she'll take plenty of catching. She's got great stats over this track and distance, and as I said, it's a huge class drop back from the Civic Stakes today. The 1 Pioneering, look, she hasn't won for a while. She hasn't even placed in the past 6 starts, but the money's coming for her with those blinkers on. I suppose, you've got to respect that. And number 7, I thought Mariquita. Now, I did spec this mare first up, but she just got way out of her ground before rattling home late with the best sectionals of the race. Just can't see how she's going to be close enough to them today, despite that inside gate. If she happened to ping the lids and take up a position, you wouldn't mind being on her at the double figures either. 4, 3, 1, and 7. Pretty confident Insensata goes very close in race 2.
Okay, 4, 3, 1, 7 there from Paul in the second. Over to race 3, Trent, the Tab Highway over 1,100 metres. The scratching is 12, Prince Jacko.
We have Cosmic Rain at the top of the betting here, Simon, at $3.90. Surprise Party was backed early doors, but has been a little bit easier this morning. Now back to the original quote of $4.60. Valala has also been one that's just eased slightly today, $6. Then you're getting out to Buddy Honest at $7.50, Alfinvara at $9.50, and then Star Aspiration is the best of the others there at $10. So you've got Cosmic Rain solid enough this morning as the $3.90 favourite, whereas those that are on the second and third line are betting Surprise Party and Bulala, they've been a touch easy.
They'll jump and run here, won't they, Paul?
Yeah, they tend to, Simon, in these highways, 1,100 metres today as well. Buddy Honest, who led them up last week at Warwick Farm with the blinkers on, he's drawn wide, so I expect him to rip across and lead. The two well-supported runners, Cosmic Rain with Huey Bowman aboard and Surprise Party with Tim Clark aboard, I've got those two in the first three or four. So if you like those two, they should be right up there in the firing line. I've actually gone 5, 2, 3, and 1. I'm going with the 5 Surprise Party. Look, sticking with Matt Dale in these highway handicaps is a proven recipe for success. He seems to bring the right horses, lightly raced with upside, so they sneak in well at the handicaps. And this three-year-old filly's only had the 3 starts for 2 very impressive wins. She tackles this race first up today, but she's going to get that gun run off a soft draw, and I'm happy to stick with what I've seen. A number 5 Surprise Party, plenty of upside. The 2 Cosmic Rain, they only had the 5 starts in the Quinella on 4 occasions, goes forward, makes his own luck. He's come back this preparation a lot better than his first campaign, and obviously having Huey Bowman aboard today is a massive plus. So the 2's the main danger. 3 Northern Conqueror, good last start win at Mudgee, coming off a very strong second at Bathurst behind Second Step, who's a decent city horse. So there's a bit of form line around Northern Conqueror. And number 1, Bulala, well, he'll probably get back and spot these a bit of a start, which won't be easy to run down with the big weight, 59 kilos. But if you're playing the multis, you'd have to throw him in. 5 on top from 2, 3, and 1 in a typically competitive highway.
So 5 from 2, 3, 1 from Paul there in the third race. We'll take a look at race 4. This is the first leg of the Big Six. And with the jackpot today, the projected pool is 125,000. 1,800 metres, the distance for this benchmark, 74 for three-year-olds. And the scratching strength are the 2 emergencies.
In the first leg of the Big Six here, Simon, the best supported runner is the favourite, Arbeatsum, who opened $5 on Wednesday and is now all the way into $3.10. Walk the Streets actually opened up an equal favourite with Arbeatsum on Wednesday, but has been a drifter, is now a $6.50 chance. You've got Sarmadout and Thard. They're both at $7.50. And on Thard, was as much as $12, was a dual accepted for Caulfield as well, but obviously will be at Rose Hill this afternoon. So Thard's been as much as 12 into 750. And then you're getting out to High Mist, who's been easy at 10, and Live to Dream, the best of the others there at $12. So Arbeatsum, now a firm favourite at $3.10, but now that Thard is confirmed to be running at Rose Hill, there has been specking into 750.
And how does the speed here look, Paul?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Simon, because I've got decent pace and decent pressure. Now, Arbeatsum will obviously lead off that soft gate and should find the front quite comfortably, but I don't think he'll get a picnic in front as he did last week over the 1,400 at Warwick Farm. So the step to 1,800 combined with 60 kilos has me leaving Arbeatsum out of my top 4. Samadout's one that'll go forward. We've also got the likes of Walk the Streets, the Queen of Heights. And so I think there'll be enough pressure up front to bring the back markers into play. I've gone 11, 4, 12 and 3. This is my roughie of the day, number 11, Emperor's Way, for Peter and Paul Snowden and Karen McAvoy. So I've got the ideal trainer-jockey combo if you're going to take a shot at big odds. Now, this horse is really this price because of his last start ninth at Canterbury over 1,900. And on that alone, you couldn't have him in this race today. But it's worth noting there were genuine excuses there. He copped a bad bump on the turn. The jockey basically eased him down, thinking something may have been amiss. But it turned out there was nothing amiss with him at all. Go on his previous form. He won at Gosford over a mile. He was strong there beating Thai Boxing. And I'm convinced he'll run a strong 1,800 metres today on the back of a solid pace. So Emperor's Way, each way spec at the big, big odds. Trent can look it up for us, but I'm tipping it was around about $16, $18 this morning before I came on. Number 4, Thard, the horse that's been backed at the odds, dual acceptor. He'll relish this fast pace up front. He attacked the line late at Flemington over a mile last start. So the 1,800 here is right up his alley. Number 12, It's a Fait Accompli. That was a tough win in the Highway Class 3 last start over this track and distance. They went very quickly. It was a testing 1,800, as I think it will be today. And It's a Fait Accompli was strong through the line there. And the best of the rest, I was impressed with the win of number 3, Samadout, last start at Warwick Farm over a mile. Put 3 lengths on them late. Stepping up in trip with a bit more pressure today and plenty of weight. But I was very taken with the way he went last time, so I'm throwing him into the mix. 11 on top at each way odds to beat 4, 12 and 3.
So 11, 4, 12, 3. So what price have you got number 11 Emperor's Way at the moment, Trent?
Emperor's Way is $18 the win and $4.65 the place.
Okay, so might have a few bob each way there. Emperor's Way at the good odds race 4. Race 5, Trent, the Everest is coming handicap is 1,200 metres and there's no scratchings.
The one here at the top of the market in Face Encore has been well supported here, Simon. open $8 and is now all the way into $4. So a good go here for the favourite, Faith's Encore. You've got King Darcy, who has been easy as a result of the good support for the favourite from a $5 opening quote. Now to $7. Sonic Swish, another one at $7.50, who's been a bit easy. You've got a couple of $8 in Pick Me Up and Clear the Beach. And then the others in single figures are both $9.50 in Zara Bay and Manor. But Manor has been 15 into $9.50 this morning. So specking there at a price for Manor. But Face Encore, well backed, $8 the opening price. Now a firm $4 favourite.
And how did you sort the map out on this one, Paul?
Yeah, again, genuine pace of pressure here, Simon. Clear the Beach, he'll find the front, but we've also got the likes of Zara Bay going forward. A couple of others there that I think will add some pressure would be number 10, which is Adjective, and also the 13, which I'll just turn the page, Iron George, a real speedster. So genuine pace, genuine pressure. I think it'll suit the 9 here, Faith's Encore, the horse that's been backed. I've gone 9, 7, 1 and 6. She's always shown plenty, this Peter and Paul Snowden trained filly. She's lightly raced with the 6 start. She's had the 2 wins, 2 placings. She was trained in the deep end, obviously went to the Group 3 Roses, only her 5th career outing down at Flemington behind Sprite. Had a spell, came back in the Fireball at Randwick behind Samantha and Glen All. She actually had a bleeding attack that day, so she had to go out for an enforced spell. But she's come back off a very eye-catching trial. She'll be wound up for this. The money suggests she's ready to go. And with that speed up front, that'll play right into her hands. She can just sit back off them and finish right over the top. Number 9, Faith's Encore, one of the better bets of the day. Number 7, Mana. No surprise the money's come to him this morning. From barrier 1, he'll lob into the perfect trailing position here. He's a consistent galloper. He handles all types of conditions. And his last start at Canterbury was very solid behind Torpenhow. The 1, King Darcy, went terrific first up considering he hadn't trialled. That was behind Calander. That form looks really strong now with Calander winning the Ramorny during the week. And number 6, Sonic Swish, first up off a spell, generally sprints well fresh. Key booking of Huey Bowman, and another one that will appreciate this fast pace up front. I'll go the 9, Faith's Encore is a good bet to beat 7, 1 and 6.
So 9 from 7, 1, 6 there in race 5 over to race 6, and the first leg of the Quaddy Trent is over 1,200 metres. The one scratching here is number 6, Beatniks.
Sir Plush here, Simon. We were $3 for a fair bit of the betting, but then this morning we just got out to as much as $3.30, but the punters have pounced, and Sir Plush is well back now into $2.90. You have Washington Heights, who's solid enough as the second elect at $5.50, and Top Striker did open $9 on Wednesday, is down to $6, so there was some early specking. Suspense is the other galloper in single figures at $8, and then you've got, well, you've got Cadiro, Ins and Out, Prince Famous, and Reincarnate. They're all at $12. So there's a few there at double figures given some sort of a hope, but Sir Plush, well respected as the $2.90 favourite in the first leg of the Quaddy.
Interesting little race here with the Victorian Yesterday's Songs from Barrier 1, Bull.
Yeah, Yesterday's Songs does add a bit of interest to it. I've got him drifting back to probably midfield off that gate. I think the on-pacers have the chance to dominate here. Prince Famous should lead. I think Top Striker will work across and sit outside him. And that's about it as far as pressure goes. I think Sir Plush will take a sit with Cadero. And Washington Heights, a really interesting runner here, Simon, had 4 starts in Hong Kong for 2 wins and has looked good at winning a recent trial. I've gone 9, 11, 8 and 7. I'm with Top Striker each way. He's first up 6th behind Calander. Reads well on paper on its own, but that doesn't really take into account the credit to the run. He was 3-4 wide the whole way there first up. Stuck on Gamely after being entitled to drop off, was only 2 3/4 lengths off the winner there. And his second up stats are terrific. He generally improves. Tricky draw today, but if the map unfolds the exact way I hope, he could even end up just outside the leader with a reasonably easy time of it. So number 9, Top Striker each way for me. Defeat the 11, Sir Plush. Super consistent, great stats, loves Rose Hill, maps to get the right trail. Whether or not he just has that, loses a bit of that ping from that first up performance into the later part of his campaign, we'll find out a bit more today. Maybe that Calander was just simply too good the other day, but going through his last 2 campaigns now, there is that potential for that pattern to develop. Number 8, Washington Heights. As I said, they don't trial much better than this coming into this run. He hasn't raced for over a year. Terrific form in Hong Kong. He raced well in Sydney before he went overseas. So he's got to be respected. And number 7, Prince Famous, well, back on top of the ground today, totally different horse. If he gets his own way in front, he'll take a stack of catching. 9, 11, 8, and 7, also the first leg of the quaddy today.
9, 11, 8, 7 there in race 6 from Paul, which brings us to the feature race, Trent the 7th, the ATC-listed winter stakes over 1,400, and the scratchings of 7, Marinostro, along with 15, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and 16, Zinzan Eddie.
Well, there's been a fair bit of change in this market here, Simon, this morning. Now we've got equal favourites at $5 in Gold Symphony and also Extensible, but Gold Symphony has been a little bit easy from the $4.60 opening quote to the $5, and Gold, you've got Extensible, who's been the one that's had some support, $6 into $5. So they're sharing favouritism. Burning Passion has been, well, an alarming drifter at the present moment. Opened $4 on Wednesday as the favourite, is now out to $5.50 and unwanted. You've got Shiraz, who's had some sort of specking at $9. Oxford Poet given a little bit of a chance at $9.50. And then you've got Snippets Land at $11, and it's $13 or better the rest, headed by El Lou. So really open the ATC Winter Stakes. Equal favourites at $5, Gold Symphony and Extensible. But the one that's had a bit of a firm this morning is Extensible from $6 into $5.
Well, I was with you, Paul, with Extensible at Scone and the Dark Jewel from Barrier 1. Seemed a little plain that day.
Yeah, look, she probably was that day, considering she had everything made to order for her. But she was only a length and a half off Daisy Doom and Prompt Response, so the form has definitely held up there. I've got her in the mix today, Simon. Speed-wise, she just maps beautifully again off that soft draw, and I'm convinced she's better on top of the ground than on the soft, so she gets the right conditions today. But the stablemate for me, number one, Gold Symphony, there should be just enough pace up front through the likes of Burning Passion, Ninth Legion, and Oxford Poet to give him the chance to get home over the top of them, as he did in the Civic Stakes. That's a strong form race in itself. The Monster's since come out and run a terrific second in the Ramorny. The Gold Symphony was the dominant winner there. So with Huey Bowman aboard again, enough speed up front. We're basically over the same track and distance as the Civic Stakes. I can't see any reason why you'd go away from Gold Symphony. Obviously a sixth in the Stradbroke, beaten 3 lengths. You won't have any other of these horses in this race really capable of doing that. Perhaps Ninth Legion when he was back to his absolute best. But I think Gold Symphony, the right horse in form, I'll stick with him on top. I've gone 1, 3, 12 and 13. Number 3, Burning Passion for second. No surprise he's been drifting because we're on a good track today. And let's face it, this horse is known as a wet tracker. On heavy tracks, he's had 6 starts for 4 wins and a second. But it's worth noting his last start at Doomben was on a good track. That was Group 3 race. He raced handy that day. He'll be right in the firing line again this afternoon. So I'm going to throw him into my quaddy and definitely into my Quinellas and trifectas. Numbers 12 and 13 round out the tips. The 12 slightly sweet. I thought her effort in the Civic was probably the second best run of the race. She got held up on the turn, had to switch back to the middle of the track. And she hit the line strongly, went third behind Gold Symphony. She gets a decent weight swing, 2.5 kilos in her favour today. And that leaves the 13 Extensible, who we covered earlier. Now she just maps to sit in a gun spot, probably third or fourth offence, with all of the favours. 1, 3, 12 and 13 in the Winter Stakes.
1, 3, 12, 13 there. Gold Symphony on top in the main race. Over to race 8, Trent, the Schweppes handicap over 2,000 metres. And the scratchings here are 1, 5, 11 and 14. Hugh Bowman to ride 17, Estic Raj.
Well, this is another race, Simon, that's had a fair bit of impact with Gold Ambition coming out. And now all of a sudden we do have Estic Raj as the favourite at $5. And I think the punters were just keeping their powder dry, just waiting to see if Estic Raj would get in the field. And also the Gavel to a lesser extent, because they were considered good chances as the emergencies, but Estic Raj as much as $7.50 during the week, now the $5 favourite. Collateral has been easy this morning, now the second elect at $5.50. You've got Signposted at $7, Life O'Brien at $7.50. The Gavel is in the field as well and given a hope at $9.50. And then you're getting a couple at $10 in Reby the Red and King Viv. So Estic Raj now in the field, the $5 favourite for the 8th at Rose Hill.
So 2,000 at Rose Hill here. Paul, who's likely to take up the running?
Yeah, I can't see a stack of pace or pressure here. Signposted will lead. At least I've got him leading where he likes to be. Reby the Red will come across. Life O'Brien tucks in behind. And that's about it for the on-pace runners. So I'm actually leaning towards a bit of an on-pace favoured race here, which will make it tough for the back markers. But it'll be interesting to see. We do have a big field, and that generally ensures there is a bit of pressure on at least mid-race, and something will make a move early. I've gone 8, 9, 13 and 2. As I said, it's a tricky race, but I'm going with the on-paces. 8, Reby the Red, each way for me. He's just an underrated galloper. He goes around in these staying contests. He puts in. His last start second at Kenner behind Life O'Brien was spot on. He did plenty of work early. He was still there fighting right to the line, beating the neck, and he gets a decent weight swing of 2 kilos on Life O'Brien. So I'll back the 8, Rebe the Red each way. To beat the 9, Life O'Brien, hard to knock what he's done his past two starts. He'll get the gun run today off that perfect gate, and he's just flying. So we'll put the 9 in for second. Number 13 for third here, King Viv, that jumps from 1,500 to 2,000. But I like the way he finished off last start behind Kingsguard in a leader-dominated race. He's lightly raced for Kim War, and I think Tyangon's a good booking there. And number 2, Signposted. Well, he's a different horse when he gets his own way in front, and I think he'll get that today. 8, 9, 13 and 2, obviously respecting the emergencies that got a start, the 17, Estacrage, and also 15, Ashcant. Don't leave it out of your numbers.
8, 9, 13, 2 there from Paul in race 8. And race 9, the last is the tab.com.au handicap. It's over 1,500, Trent. The one scratching here is 9, lay down the law.
Not the easiest assignment to finish the day here, Simon, but we have It's So Obvious, the favourite. Now, this has been backed at a price, opened $9 on Wednesday, and is now at the head of the market at $4. You've got Reneged, who's been pretty solid around the favouritism mark, currently at $4.20, so only 20 cents off It's So Obvious. Flo, who opened up the original favourite on Wednesday, has been easy from that opening price of $3.60 to now $4.60. They're the three in single figures. You've got Zorn Koenig, who's also been a drifter, now a $10 chance. And then at $12, you've got Metallic Crown, Trenchant and Queen Misty. So an open affair to finish proceedings at Rose Hill. It's So Obvious, open $9, now a $4 favourite. Reneged solid enough, and you've got Flo, who has been a drifting original favourite.
Righto, Paul, how does the map on the last look?
Look, Zion Koenig will go forward off the lovely gate. The two coming across with him, probably numbers 13, It's So Obvious, who was handy in bolting in at the Beaumont track last start. Outside of that, we've really got Reneged and Flo, who look to take up forward spots. I'm going with Reneged, giving him one more chance today. 2, 3, 13 and 4. Had a big bet going on him last start. Thought he was home for all money when they turned 4 home. He just couldn't get past Kingsguard and then lay down the law, got up on the inside late. He was only beaten in a 3-way photo. But I think it was more the fact that he just had to do that bit of work early. Today from barrier 3, that shouldn't be the case. He should lob into a beautiful trailing position, get a bit of a smother. But I think they'll just give him a little bit more oomph at the business end. He's got to lump the 60.5 kilos. But basically the exact same class distance. We've got a good track today, which he likes. So I'll give Reneged one more chance, and I'm making him the best bet of the day. To beat the 3, Zorn Koenig, great first up stat, goes forward off that soft draw, makes his own luck. He'll be tough to get past. The 13, It's So Obvious. Super win at Beaumont track. I don't know what she beat there, but she beat them very, very easily as a short price, well-backed favourite. She was $1.55 into $1.40. So she's obviously been showing plenty at home for Greg McFarlane. She's a massive respect runner here. And number 4, Flo, well, the market says he's a little bit off today, easing early, but he's probably been around. He's been sort of Newcastle, Kembla, then up the Sunshine Coast on a soft track. Now he's back at Rose Hill. So he's one to watch. Keep an eye on the betting moves late with him. But on form alone, he's lightly raced. He's still definitely right in the mix. So I'll go 2, 3, 13 and 4, Simon, in the last.
So 2, 3, 13, 4 in the last. We'll just run through your best and your best value again, Paul.
Yeah, look, the best bet's obviously Reneged, race 9, number 2. My best value bet was in the 4th. That was our Aruffy there, race 4, number 11, Emperor's Way. And for the quaddie, Simon, we're spot on budget today, $20 for 10%. So we'll just scribble these numbers down. The first leg we're going 9, 11, 8 and 7. Second leg we're going wide, 1, 3, 12, 13 and 5. We go wide again in the 3rd, 8, 9, 13, 2 and 15. And we now are right down in the last with the good thing, numbers 2 and 3 in the last. So that'll cost us $20 for 10%.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks for your input. Good luck this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Simon. Thanks, Trent.
And Trent, so just recapping before we wrap it up, the best backed on the card at Rose Hill?
Probably just looking at this, Simon, as I'm scrolling through the 9 races, probably Siege of Quebec, that really good go in the first there into now a $2.30 favourite. And then outside of that, as we've touched on, there's been some really good backing for, well, Esther Kraj particularly in race 8 now getting into the field. So Esther Kraj now the $5 favourite, but it does appear to be an open race card today there, Simon. In race 6, Sir Plush is the favourite at $2.90 and had been one of the better supported runners. I will also touch on there, you were speaking about Newcastle before Joycey came on, and there's been a lot of interest in a first starter, Smart Edge, which runs around in race 5, open $4 late on Thursday afternoon. And then all of a sudden, in the space of around about an hour, we had bets at $2.60, at $2.30, and at $2, and Smart Edge is now $1.80.